This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.
Hey guys, you're listening to another episode of Redefining the Counterculture right here on Witten Radio. Today's episode is sponsored by The Cut. The Cut is a new app that helps you to define your style. For more information on The Cut, check out thehaircutapp.com. Again, that's thehaircutapp.com. On the phone with us now is Joe and Greg of the Museum Go app. It's a new app that helps you define landmarks and museums throughout the country. It's a new app that just launched on iOS and Android, and we're excited to talk more about it. Guys, how are you today?
We're great. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you so much for joining us on today's show. So, guys, for our listening audience, I was wondering if you could tell us, when was Museum Go founded, and what kind of led to the creation of this app?
We launched the website in the summer of 2014, and the app then was released in December of last year, 2015. And the creation of it was basically, Joe had been traveling in Philadelphia and was looking for museums, and so and realized how difficult it was to get any relevant info in a quick manner. And from there, the idea continued to ferment. And as time went on, he eventually approached me, and we discussed refining the idea until we felt like we had a plan, and from there we went with it.
Very nice. Yeah, the app is so unique in that it helps you to find museums and landmarks throughout the country. Is there any plans to expand overseas and internationally?
We basically started with a couple cities, and we realized now where we are now. We have over 70 cities in the U.S., and we're looking at Canada and also Europe.
Very nice. That will be most welcome, because I know a lot of people travel back and forth from like the States over to Europe and Canada, and that would be just amazing for people that are just looking for, you know, alternative apps to find, you know, great places like museums and landmarks and such. So that's awesome. What kind of goes into the selection process with the cities and the museums that you feature on the app? Is it just kind of random, or is there like an order, a specific order that you guys do to select everything?
Well, we launched with five cities for our website, which was Boston, Los Angeles, New York, Philly, and Washington, D.C. And we figured those were like one of the biggest cities in the country that tons and tons of museums and landmarks, you know, people explore. And then we were going to go with like adding one or two cities a month. But after we launched it, we heard from museums and users in other cities on pretty much a daily basis, and we began launching new cities weekly for about the first year. So we tried to accommodate both tourist destinations and also cities that are like known for rich culture and the arts. Like, you know, some cities might be smaller, but they might have, you know, 20 or 30 museums, which, you know, we thought that's what people should know about.
Absolutely. Okay. That's cool. That's really insightful, because I was looking at your list, and yeah, there's, and recently in the past couple months, you've expanded to, you know, the cities like Memphis and Nashville and Louisville. And so, it's, you know, it's just really cool. And I was, you know, wondering how the process worked. And so that's pretty neat.
We've seen some other apps that only cover like one city, so we wanted to really include some of the smaller markets and, you know, get their museums out there.
Absolutely. That's good. I mean, that's amazing, because there's, you know, there are a lot of smaller cities with a lot of great museums. Like Louisville has, you know, the Muhammad Ali Museum, which is really cool. And, you know, Memphis has like the Stax Museum here Sun Studios and so many other places. So it's really cool that, you know, you've got, you know, the main big cities like New York, Boston, L.A., and then you guys have included smaller cities on there, which is really, really good. Gives the small town cities some extra pride, which is good.
Yeah, Yeah, we had, when we launched Boise, Idaho, we had maybe like 10 or 15 emails in the first couple of weeks saying, thanks for listing us, or so excited to go check it out. And we were like, all right, you know, we're doing something right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, because there's, I mean, there's some really cool museums out there. I mean, in Bowling Green, you've got the Corvette Museum, and then in Illinois, Metropolis, Illinois, you've got a Superman Museum, and so there's just like there's all sorts of you know, great museums. You've got the Navy SEAL Museum down in Fort Lauderdale. I mean, there's some really really good museums and landmarks out there, and so it's just awesome. And what I like about your site and your app is it really turns you on to, you know, museums and landmarks that, you know, you may not know about, you know. So, like, if you're visiting a relative or a friend and you want to see, you know, what's going on in that city, what fun things you can do, this app is really awesome because it shows you, you know, like, everything that city has to offer, you know. And so, which I like that. That's really cool.
Yeah, we wanted the information to be you know, delivered to you as quickly as possible and easy to digest. We just wanted, like, if you say, hey, I'm in this city, what's open? What can I go do today? You know, and not have to really do research, and you can just kind of get going when you decide to go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Which is, you know, it's a good thing. how can cities and museums get featured on your app? Is there a way that they can contact you guys directly? Or could just regular people, you know, such as myself or a listener, can they contact you about potential ideas as well?
Yeah. I mean, we have a contact page on our website, and from there you can email us and stuff. It doesn't matter whether you're a museum or you're just a museum goer. If you have suggestions or feel like, you know, something was overlooked, I mean, just, you know, let us know and we're always happy to add it. And then on our website's homepage, we always feature which city is next one. Currently, Springfield, Illinois is next up. So, yeah, we're definitely available for people to contact us and let us know.
Very nice, very nice. Also, I had another question. This kind of loops in with it, but can app users also access support staff in the event that there's like bug glitches or crashes?
Like, yeah, I mean, yeah, the same way. You can contact us through the website or through the app. There's both have a contact page, and we're pretty good. We can reply within, you know, a half hour if needed. We definitely want users to feel like they can reach out to us.
Very, very nice, very nice. And just to double check, the app is available on both iPhone and Android.
Yep. Yes, both operating systems.
Very nice, very nice. How often is the information on the app updated? Can users expect that the information is updated regularly?
Yeah, it's done daily, actually. We have a large database calendar of updates for all the listings, hours, holiday closures, renovations, etc. Those are all updated each night. So the information on the website we have updated at the same time, so users can access either one and the information will be current. So, you know, it's always good to contact a museum, you know, if there's something like inclement weather or holidays aren't listed for some reason. Then we have the built-in one-touch dialing for all the locations too. So, always go with our app, but if somebody needs to call the team directly, the information's there to do it.
Absolutely, absolutely. What are some things that really make Museum Go a unique app? I know that, you know, there are several, I guess, travel-type apps out there, and so competition is very fierce. When I look at the app, it's so cool to me because the simplicity behind it, you know, it just makes it so much easier as opposed to, you know, having to go through Google or, you know, whatever. But in your own thoughts or own opinion, what makes your app unique?
We found that other museum or tourism apps, like, really either focus on one city or some are just built for like one museum. And we felt that other apps for tourism were trying to do too much in terms of like listing museums, but also trying to include like exhibits or artists. And a lot of the information was outdated or totally missing. So we decided to build a website that users can quickly find museums in a city of their choice, and then to quickly find what's open on that day, you know. And the app took our original idea to the next level, including, you know, GPS navigation features and being able to see what's around you and giving you directions. And we found, like, we'd rather give people more options and then give the information as quickly as possible than to have, like you said, going through a search engine and just, like, hoping something is open when you're, you know, when you're standing on a street corner looking for a museum.
Exactly. Exactly. I agree with you 100%.
I've been there. It's like, I'm standing on the street and looking for a museum that's open, and I'm on their website trying to, you know, pinch my phone and zoom in to see where to, you know, even find the information. And our app, you know, delivers it to you right away. You don't even have to toggle anything open. You can see the name and the times for that day right away.
Very nice.
It's also very exploratory, too, because when you open up a city, you know, you might actually live in that city, but that doesn't mean that you necessarily know all of the museums that are in that city, too. So by having as many museums as we do, it allows for people to sort of be able to see their city again with fresh eyes sometimes.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're so right. I mean, because I was looking at, you know, just the listings that you have for Memphis, and, you know, living here, you know, I've been to most of the museums, but there are a few that I haven't been to. And, you know, there's a few that, you know, now that I've, you know, downloaded your app, like I want to, you know, re-explore. So, you know, I think you're right on the money with that one. I think you hit it on the nail. Like, this definitely gives you, you know, more insight into what's going on with, like, your favorite museums, while also giving you information on new museums that you haven't, you know, had the opportunity to explore. So that's awesome. I kind of want to loop back around to this because we touched on this a little bit earlier, but what current or upcoming projects are in the works for you guys?
Basically, you know, Canada is definitely on the horizon, as is Europe. There's no real definitive timeline at this point, because there's, you know, a lot that goes into sort of just trying to sort of pinpoint what's involved for each city and stuff, and like where, you know, what's there. So we're going to be adding new features to the app to make searching and sorting museums faster. But I mean, you know, we'll add on. We're going to be adding some buttons where you can click, you know, show me only three museums, and it'll just sort it for you. And then, you know, where you want to sort, you know, by history or by distance, you know, just to make even getting the information even faster and more, you know, conducive to what you're doing at the time.
Absolutely.
And then also, we're going to be looking into adding language support for other languages, too.
Very nice. Man, those are some good features, some really, really, really good features. I'm excited. I think, you know, the addition of language support will be really helpful for, you know, the non-English speakers, and, you know, especially that you're going to be expanding over to Europe, you know, that would be really cool. And, you know, the stuff, like you said, navigation and everything, all that stuff is very, very helpful. So I think those are some really good things on the horizon. How can
thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. No problem. How can our listeners become involved with the many efforts of Museum Go? Is there a way that people can, I guess, get involved more by promoting the app in their city? How can they go about that?
I mean, they can always check us out on social media. We have Twitter account and Facebook account, and then from city launches and specific Museum Go news to exhibit openings and stuff, information, we're active on that every day. So, you know, people can always interact with us on there, and be, you know, use that as a sort of news source as far as, you know, what we're up to and what we think is relevant.
Yeah, I mean, we've had many teams contact us saying, hey, we're doing renovations, can you update our listing? And, you know, we're pretty much on top of it most of the time, but it's always nice to, you know, interact with the museum employees and, you know, get their two cents on when they would be renovating or when they got some special exhibit and they want us to post it on social media for them. We're more than happy to do so.
Very nice, very nice. It's some good information. I like that you mentioned social media. So it really makes you guys more accessible. I like that you guys are so accessible and that people can really interact with you, and that you definitely take, you know, the suggestions made about the app and about, you know, certain cities. That, you know, you guys are very, very hands-on with the project, and I think that's one of the best things about the app that makes it so attractive is just the accessibility of you guys as the, you know, the support staff behind it, which is amazing.
Thanks.
Welcome. Guys, I'm all out of questions. I wanted to thank you so much for joining us on today's show, and I wanted to open the floor to you if there's anything you'd like to say to our listening audience.
One more time.
I just wanted to thank you again for joining us on today's show. I'm all out of questions, but I wanted to open the floor to you if there's anything you'd like to say to our listening audience.
We really appreciate you giving us the time to be on the show, and you know, we live and breathe this app, and we are more than happy to, you know, listen to any suggestions from any users. And, you know, we definitely want to make museums and going and exploring cities, you know, as easy as possible for as many people as possible.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you for that. That says a lot about you guys, you know, your integrity, and it says a lot about the product as well. Thank you so much. Thank you for that.
Thank you. We had a great time. Yeah, thanks so much for it.
You're welcome. No problem. That was our interview with the guys of Museum Go app. Check out their link to their website. We'll put that in the body of the post. If you're listening to this on SoundCloud, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. We're also on your mobile phone or your mobile device. Download the Stitcher Smart Radio app. It's available for free in the Google Play as well as the iTunes Store. Download that app and search for our show name, Redefining the Counterculture, and you'll hear this interview as well as many, many others. Again, we'd like to thank our show sponsor, The Cut. It helps you to define your style. You can find out more information about the app or download the app in the Google Play as well as the iTunes Store. And for more information, check out their website at thehaircutapp.com.
This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.